Hello, everyone. Good to have you with us on Red Barn Radio. I'm Bradford Becker. Tonight, we are in our 21st season of Red Barn Radio, and we welcome you to show number 805. Katie Toupin has found home in her role as a solo artist after leaving the critically acclaimed alt-country band Houndmouth in 2016. While with the band, she toured internationally and made multiple appearances on the late-night shows like Letterman and Conan. Katie has since released a live EP, Moroccan Ballroom, a self-produced album, Magnetic Moves, and her newest creation, a mini album called Little Heart, which was released in 2021. She's joined on stage in this performance with Kendrick Ballard. Welcome, Katie Toupin.
I work myself into a fit. I call you up to deal with it. This ain't who I wanna be. This shadowy part of me. I need a lot, I need it often. I built a world inside a coffin. This ain't who I wanna be. This shadowy part of me. This time I'll go slow.
This time I'll go slow.
So you really know me.
So you really know me.
Though I have mountains left to move, this time it feels different. I really listen so I can be someone to you. I worry oh so very much. I talk a lot of giving up, but that ain't the heart of me. A beacon of harmony, I reach for you like dying breath. A broken heart and empty bed. And this is the heart of me. Here for my reckoning. This time I'll go slowly.
This time I'll go slowly.
So you really know me.
So you really know me.
Though I have mountains left to move, this time it feels different. I really
to you. thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Our guest this evening has not only made her mark with a band and on her own, she's also set a high bar with her great solo performances. Katie Toupin collaborated with Grammy-winning engineer for Cage the Elephant, Jeremy Ferguson, who co-produced her newest release, Little Heart, which I talked about a minute ago. I've enjoyed reading about Katie this week, and I'm really looking forward to our conversations. So many of you have asked me about Katie Toupin, and I know you're going to enjoy her program a great deal tonight, as will we. Welcome, Katie Toupin, to Red Barn Radio.
Got me a postcard and a $20 bill. I told you I'd meet you in Memphis if you bring me those pills. And I got high, and I got dry for far too long. And the gypsy train to Houston is gonna take me long. They called me their fool. I told them I'd bring them that money if they give me back to you. And I got cash, and I got wrong for all I owe. And the gypsy train to Houston is gonna take me back.
Our guest this evening on Red Barn Radio is Katie Toupin. She is here tonight accompanied by Kendrick Ballard on the electric guitar and also singing some great harmonies. Wonderful to have the two of you here.
Thank you. This is incredible.
Well, welcome. I would love to know a little bit about your timeline, like starting with, were you raised here in Kentucky?
I wasn't. I was across the river from Louisville in southern Indiana. So, like, I claim Louisville as my hometown. but it was actually one of the suburbs across the river. It was I bounced around a lot of those suburbs in Indiana.
Are you now claiming Lexington as your home?
Well, yeah, I am. So during the pandemic, I moved here. My brother, he went to UK medical school, and he has two little kids. And so my mom followed him to help, you know, with their family. Uh-huh. And so during the pandemic, I was living in Los Angeles, didn't want to be there. So I came home. And home, you know, to my family at that point was Lexington. And I had never lived in Lexington up until the pandemic.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Such a wonderful place to live. I grew up riding horses. And so, I feel right at home.
All right.
Do you remember the lights of New York? Drunk off tequila and life felt so short. Do you remember? Do you remember? Held on to secrets and lied through our teeth. We made out with strangers to find mystery. Do you remember? Do you remember? Going to the Bowery to see a show and singing along to all the words we know. Walking to a bar called Home Sweet Home and dancing along to Motown. Till it's 4 a.m. in Old Town, New York. Times Square, do you remember? Do you remember? Holding my head up against panes of glass. We were talking in circles. We talked so fast. Do you remember? Do you remember? Bartender says it's time to go. So we head outside to the empty road. The lights of the city still glow when we dance along the Motown. And it's 4 a.m. in Old Town, New York.
A lot of successful artists accomplish what they do in spite of their parents. Then others do so because their parents sort of equipped them with the tools that they needed to have success in whatever it was that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of get the sense that you're in the latter group, that you had a couple of parents who were really supportive of you and taught you some important things that you've been able to bring into your life as an artist.
I hated kindergarten, okay? So school was not my thing. I was good in school, but it was just the structure of school just never worked for me. I actually graduated high school online. I got my diploma through Indiana University. I just read the books and took the tests, and I was like, this is a lot more efficient. You know, it took me 2 months to have my senior year.
Well, that's a big leap between kindergarten
and high school graduation. But I didn't start playing music until later, so I was out of high school. Went to college for a nanosecond. That didn't fit either. I always loved to sing. I didn't have any formal training in singing. But then, kind of just decided, I knew a few chords on guitar, and I had this moment, it's a long story, but I had this moment where I was singing for people on the beach and playing like the one song I knew, and people were like, they loved it. And I was like, okay, I can do this. And so I came home and I told my dad, who's a blues guitar player, and he was like, I was like, I want to do this. Like, I want to be a songwriter. And he was like, okay. For a couple years, he just taught me, you know, music theory. Like, I'm not musical in that, like, I have no sense of rhythm naturally. Like, I had to, like, really learn to, like, tap my foot. I'm not musical like that, but I loved words and I loved to sing. And so this part of it was what I had to do most of the work on, and taking vocal lessons.
When you said to your dad, the blues guitarist, I want to be a professional musician, he said, okay.
He like was so excited.
Yeah.
He was so excited because we actually played together for a couple years. And so me and him and Matt from my old band, we played together at coffee shops and wineries. And he actually helped Matt from my old band quite a bit. And he was just a big supporter of everything and a big part of why I'm here.
All right.
Yeah.
There's a ghost in the house and it's freaking me out. I don't want to believe in things that I can't see, but there's a voice in my room, and you could hear it too, but you're not here. I can't sleep when you're not here with me. And if I could fall asleep, I'd dream about the days you love. And if I could fall asleep, I'd dream about the ways you love me. Ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-da-ba-ba. There's a ghost in my mind, I'm afraid that I might find out that these things that I hear, that they're not really here. And if I close my eyes, it haunts me every night. And I might be insane, but I just keep on thinking, if I could fall asleep, I dream about the days you love me. And if I could fall asleep, I dream about the ways you love me. Ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-ba, ba-da-da-ba-ba.
Is your dad living here as well?
That's also crazy. My dad lived in Argentina for a long time, but he's come back and now he's living here because that's where we live. So it's so weird. Like, my whole family is in Lexington and none of us ever lived in Lexington before, you know, the last couple of years.
Well, I love it that you guys are all here.
It's great. I didn't have any idea that this was here. So I'm still meeting people and still learning what this city's all about. My mom is also a really big supporter, you know, in our first tour in Houndmouth, like, she bought our van for us, you know, like, they were just wonderfully supportive of all of it and all throughout it.
Some folks who are listening are aware of the rise of Houndmouth and how quickly that went and your role in that.
It might have seemed quick to other people, but it sure didn't seem quick to us. So it started when I was 17. I started playing music, played with Matt in that band. We did a duo kind of thing for years. We did that for 2 or 3 years. In fact, we played some of the Houndmouth songs that ended up on the first record. We played those just as a duo. People liked it, but they weren't all that interested in it. And we were kind of at the point where we might give up, you know? We added a drummer and a bass player, and then suddenly everybody liked it. So it was really, nothing really changed. We just added a drummer and bass player, but we had done that for 3 years prior to Houndmouth.
You were about to give up. Who was it that said to you, you don't have to do that, you can...
Well, it wasn't even a question, because when Houndmouth started, we started rehearsing, and I remember the very first rehearsal, it felt like, oh, this is the thing we've been wanting. You know, it was like, we knew it was gonna be so good. It was exactly, we just believed in it so fully. There was not a shadow of a doubt. And so we started recording some songs just in our rehearsal space, and we put a couple of them out, I believe, on SoundCloud. And then immediately it was like in the era of blogs, music blogs, and then all these music blogs started reposting it. It was like every morning we'd wake up to like 10 new music blogs that had reposted our song. From there, a booking agent reached out. The booking agent was Matt Hickey, who books the Alabama Shakes and a lot of big names. And so he was like, come down to South By, like, I want to see you play. And so we went down to South By, and then that's where we met our record label, for Rough Trade. And then we had our booking agent, Matt Hickey, who was a big role in the success of that band. Like, one of our very first shows was opening for the Alabama Shakes. So we were in front of 15,000 people, had playing less than 5 or 10 shows as a band, which was wild.
That was what year, roughly?
I'm so bad at years.
20, are we talking 20, are we talking 10 years ago?
Yeah, 2012.
Okay. Do you think that we're living in the same kind of climate anymore for artists? I mean, things have changed so dramatically. Right. What's changed in your mind?
Spotify, streaming music. So right when we started, Spotify was just becoming a thing. So... And now it's just, it's very different. And TikTok and all of that stuff is constantly changing the world of music. And some of it's good, you know, like, I think it's cool that like anybody can release music on a platform that everybody can hear it. And I think there's something good about that. And there's also something bad about it. You know, it's like, it's very hard to get traction, and the whole industry is more interested in signing stuff that already has numbers rather than the quality of something and discovering something. So labels are not as interested anymore in developing artists. They just can't afford it. So nobody's developing artists. They're bringing on artists that already have a following. We were like right at the end of people willing to take on a developing artist.
Oh, how you talk a big game. Remember when we walked in the rain. No, I am nobody's girl. I just wasn't made for no diamonds or pearls. Gasoline, it don't burn as fast as me, poor boy. Maybe I'll meet my maker on a bedroom floor. Oh, with my blush eyes, you'd rock me and you'd roll me through the night. Was only just then that I could see, eyes alone in feeling so lonely. It don't burn as fast as me, poor boy. Maybe I'll meet my maker on a bedroom floor. Time come to tell you the truth, tell you what you are, gasoline. It don't burn as fast as me, poor boy. Maybe I'll meet my maker on a bedroom floor. Maybe I'll meet my maker on a bedroom floor.
Was it your fourth year of Houndmouth that you guys decided to call it quits, or that you decided to move on and do something else?
So about 4.5, 5 years, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. It was an inevitable kind of separation.
Yeah.
It was not like a surprise on our end, but there's no like, maybe I'll stay. Like, it was sort of, that's it. I always loved the music that we made, and I love the albums that we made, and making music on my own wasn't really even a thought at the time. I had the realization when I left, though. I thought, well, maybe I won't do music anymore. Maybe I'll do something else. I got some guys together and rehearsed, and I was like, you know what? I would do that even if nobody paid me to do that. Like, I would just do that. You know, I'd play music for fun. So that's what I should be doing. Doing things solo, it's like, you get to do things on your own terms, and I get to like surround myself with people that I choose to surround myself with, and it's like, it's just a lot healthier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are also some challenges associated with
100%.
Uh-oh, my troubled heart is tearing us apart. What you wanted to believe would only bring you to your knees. Frayed off like weathered string, blankets of leathering, tarnished and tattered too. This heart that's calling you, you want one more chance. I can't give you that. I miss those filthy hands, baby. I'm dangerous, danger, 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 calling you back again. I told you, told you, told you this was the end. If we could work it out, history could change itself, bleed out the awful stuff, make room for your love. You'd be my light instead, but don't put thoughts in my head. Don't let me go down this road. I beg you to let me go. You want one more chance. I can't give you that. I miss those filthy hands, baby. I'm dangerous, danger, 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 calling you back again. I told you, told you, told you this was the end. Danger, 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 calling you back again. Told you, told you, told you, I can't be trusted. If only you told me you'd keep me longing. This evil, my evil.
We're back with more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.